just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House is set to announce what it says will be tough new sanctions against Russia 2 years after the invasion of Ukraine and a week after the death of top Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Former President Trump's legal team filing a last-minute appeal with a Florida judge trying to get the classified documents case against him thrown out. For the first time in half a century, the U.S. is back on the moon.
The mission has not been without some complications. A problem with a laser navigation system necessitated an extra lap around the moon before the Intuitive Machines lander touched down. Finally, Mission Director Tim Crane confirmed,
"Our equipment is on the surface of the moon. And we are transmitting."
The first images from the surface should make it back to Earth later today. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Classes at the University of Georgia are canceled today after a nursing student was found dead on campus. She went missing after a morning jog. Her body was found near an athletic field. No one right now is in custody. This is ABC News. More medical facilities in Alabama are now pausing IVF procedures in the wake of the state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos are babies.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Day two of the first trial after the deadly Rust movie set shooting in New Mexico.
During opening statements Thursday, prosecutor Jason Lewis said his witnesses will prove armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed's actions led to Hutchins' death.
You will hear testimony that she routinely left guns and ammunition lying around the set unattended.
Gutierrez-Reed's attorney Jason Bowles argued that his client is a scapegoat because she's an easy target.
She's the least powerful person on that set.
He says producers, including Alec Baldwin, bear way more responsibility than Gutierrez-Reed.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. And a high-priced car heist in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Thieves drove one car through a wall at a Jaguar dealership, then made off with nine more. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two adults are in custody in connection with the disappearance of 3-year-old Elijah View in Two Rivers. Jesse Vang was arrested late Tuesday night on a charge of child neglect, while the missing boy's mother, Katrina Bauer, was taken into custody early Wednesday morning on a charge of child neglect party to the crime. bill that's passed the legislature would require local governments to allow the public to voice concerns about any proposed refugee settlements. City officials in Whitewater and Eau Claire have raised concerns recently about their ability to provide services for refugees who arrive in their communities. And Thursday, the Wisconsin Assembly passed the bipartisan PRINCE Act. It aims to address gaps in current requirements for Amber Alerts. The bill is named after Prince McCree, who was reported missing last October after an Amber Alert was never issued for the 5-year-old boy. His body was found in a Milwaukee dumpster a day later. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, partly cloudy with a high of 35 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. And then we bounce back Sunday, sunshine with a high near 50. We could get close to 60 by Monday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, "Let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen." When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. Then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Somewhere between her blue eyes and jeans, there's a heart that's been broken along with her dream. And tonight she's out dancing, drinking and thinking, healing a feeling between her blue eyes and jeans. She looks just like an angel in a big old cloud of lonesome, reflecting her memories round a golden wedding ring. And tonight some dance hall doctor might break the chains that lock her to that lonesome old feeling between her blue eyes and jeans. Somewhere between her blue eyes and jeans, there's a heart that's been broken along with her dream. And tonight some dance hall doctor might break the chains that lock her to that lonesome old feeling between her blue eyes and jeans. Somewhere between her blue eyes and jeans, there's a heart that's been broken along. Tonight some dance hall doctor might break the chains that lock her to that lonesome old feeling between her blue eyes and jeans. She's healing a feeling between her blue eyes and jeans.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was lost and all alone, an empty heart without a home, just at the time
when I needed a friend. She came along and she took me in. And every time I'm feeling down, when the world closes in somehow, just at the moment when I need her most, she comes to me and she holds me close. My baby's got good timing. Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one way to describe it. My baby's got good timing. In the night, when the world is quiet, and she's lying here by my side, when it's her sweet love I need, that's the moment when she comes to me. My baby's got good timing. Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one way to describe it. My baby's got good timing. When she loves me, she always loves me right on time. When she holds me, she's oh so close. I can feel her heart beat with mine. My baby's got good timing. My baby's got good timing.
Yes, she does.
Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one way to describe it.
And I know
my baby's got good timing. My baby's got good
timing. She's right on.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dan Seals and My Baby's Got Good Timing here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the mid-20s and expecting afternoon highs only in the 30s, but it'll warm up for the weekend and into next week, at least until about midweek. And we'll have that ag weather forecast this hour. Dave Geiger in our newsmaker segment, chatting about preventing hog diseases, and we'll have that here coming up in just a bit. Congratulations to the Durand, Arkansas boys basketball team. They are the Dunn St. Croix Conference champions. They now get ready for the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs, oh, we got a good game tonight as Durand, Arkansas hosting Mondovi in girls basketball. Now, we will have that game for you on the radio here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview starting at 7. And then tip off at 7:15. If you want to watch the game, it will be on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel. Because it's the playoffs, there's all kinds of WIAA fees and rules and all of that. And the Durand, Arkansas School District felt it was important to be able to continue to have the video streams. So they are taking care of the rights fees. One, it's cheaper for them. Two, if I was to do it for the radio station, the rights fees would be pretty high. And really would prevent us from doing the game. But we're going to be able to have it on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel as well. And we'll also be able to have it for those that don't have the internet. We'll have it on NTEC Channel 99 as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is looking at the profitability in 2024 in the dairy sector. Certainly, one of the questions will be supply. It appears supply will be fairly constant. We have about 9.36 million cows here in the United States, which is down slightly here, but milk yield appears to be fairly static at this point. The reason the cow numbers are pretty constant is because we are seeing some pretty aggressive culling because of the strong beef prices and a lack of a lot of replacement heifers because farmers have really gone to beef on dairy. We look at actual milk at this point, component-wise, butterfat is up 0.1 of a point, so the average in 2023 was 4.32, and protein was 3.4. And why did butterfat go up? Primarily because we're seeing an increase in Jersey cows here in the United States, cross-breeding Jerseys with Holsteins or other breeds, and of course there's some genetic decisions going on as well. So consumers might ask, well, where's all that butter fat going or fat being produced by our dairy cows, which, by the way, right now is worth about $2.98 a pound. That's the January prices, which is the most current ones we have right now. 43% of that ends up going into cheese, 18% into butter, 11% into milk as far as that goes. Another big question and looking at profitability would be exports. Can we get better prices if we export some of our products? The bad news was that we slowed down in 2023, but hopefully 2024 looks more exciting because both cheese and butter, we look at the price here in the U.S. and it's below, especially the European markets at this point, so we'll be more competitive as far as exporting. Whey looks to be a plus as well because it too is below the break-even price in some of the other countries here, and China needs to import primarily because of milk replacement for baby calves. The real winners, they think, in 2024 will be cottage cheese, Hispanic cheese, and Swiss cheese. And then speaking of cheese, of course, where does it go? 25% goes to Mexico, 12% of our dairy products goes to Canada, about 9% to China, and then it's a smattering from there. We look at funding here in terms of feed costs. Feed costs are going to be lower, which is going to be a plus for our dairy farmers in terms of looking at profit margins in 2024. And it looks like the milk price is going to increase later in the half of 2024. Right now, it's pretty much at a break-even point. Interest continues to be a challenge. Interest costs now are somewhere around 86 cents per hundredweight of milk, or CWT, as it varies depending on herd size and location. Certainly, we want to be looking at the dairy margin program. It will be released in the next couple of weeks. You want to be sure to sign up for that. That protects our profit margin, and you'll sign up, hopefully, for that $9.50. And that protects about 5 million pounds of milk, looking at the difference between feed price and milk price on farms. Just recently, we had a report from the Illinois Farm Dock situation here. It looks at production costs, for those of you who are interested in that. A bushel of corn in 2023 was $3.60 a bushel, plus land costs. Soybeans, $7.20. Doing their survey of producers in Illinois, they're going to be switching to more soybeans because they'll make about $50 more per acre by raising soybeans on their dairy farms. But it's going to be a squeaky proposition for our crop farmers as well. So, Bill, our take-home messages are, number one, we want to target high milk production, high-producing, high cows. We want to get those cows bred back in a timely fashion as well. Number two, appears margins will be tight, especially in the first half of 2024, and we expect feed prices to moderate depending on the growing season. And that completes the program. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
How many acres will be planted of what major commodity crop this year? USDA's outlook for 2024 includes...
The three major crops, wheat acres, are anticipated to see the largest decline in percentage terms during the 24-25 crop year, down 5% year over year to 47 million acres. Corn acres are anticipated to decline to 91 million acres in the upcoming crop year, 4% lower than 23-24.
USDA economist Jake Villeman says lower prices for both wheat and corn are behind lower planting projections. However,
soybeans will buck the overall trend and rise nearly 5% to 87.5 million acres as rising demand for soy oil and biofuel and expanding crush capacity supports demand.
The total planted acreage forecasted for all three crops in 2024, about 225.5 million acres, below last year's total of almost 228 million acres planted. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM Tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. The next thing you know, one'll steal your heart away. Sometimes this old life, it seems like a highway, and it keeps rolling on and on. And on that highway, you meet a lot of strangers, you pass a lot of dangers on your way home. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. If you don't like taking chances, then you better keep moving on, my friend. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common things, they say. Next thing you know, one will steal your heart away. Let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. Next thing you know, one will steal your heart.
Picking up strangers,
let me tell you about the dangers.
Woo! Boy, you sure look good there, standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough. The time is up. Bye-bye, love. baby, what did you expect me to do? Just sit around and wait on you while I'm through watching you just skate around the truth. And I know it sounds trite, I've seen the light.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jody Messina and bye-bye here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good Friday morning, 31 in downtown Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, March milk up 7 to 1720, April up 16 to 1782. May and June milk not traded so far in the overnights. May at 17.95, June 18.39. Cheese markets, barrels up a quarter yesterday to 161. 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 150. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3.75 to 281.25. Six trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up a quarter to 119.75. Nine trades. Dry whey up a half to 51.5. No trades on the day. Cattle futures did an about face on Thursday with higher futures during the first half of the trading day, only to close lower. Spread trading took place in the feeder cattle market, and that looks like that could happen again today as they continue to position ahead of the cattle on feed report. Hog markets, though, could be higher once again as stronger cash and higher cutout values continue to support the market. February live cattle opens the day at 183.50, April 186.55, June 182.70. March feeder cattle open at 252.05. April 256.70. May 259.32. April hogs open at 87.20. May 90.32. June 98.92. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher today after corn and beans made new contract lows yesterday. So we are seeing some short covering in the market. Corn and beans severely oversold, and that is helping to support those contracts. Wheat markets, though, they're moving mostly higher. Looks like a drop in the dollar helping to support U.S. wheat prices as well this morning. March, May, and July corn all up 3.25. March at 409.25, May 421.75, July 434. New crop up 3.25 to 456.5. March beans up 2.5 to 1150.25. May up 2 to 1154.5. July up 2.75 to 1163.5. New crop up 6 to 1141. March soybean meal up 10 cents this morning to 335. And March soybean oil up 7 cents to 44.28. Chicago wheat, March up 9 to 592.25. May up 7.5 to 586.75. Minneapolis wheat, March up 4.25 to 655.5. May up 4.5 to 660. Energy markets this morning sharply lower. April crude oil down $1.28 to 77.33. May down $1.20 to 76.73. Meanwhile, March and April gas both down 2 cents. March at 231. April at 254. That is a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 339, March 342, April 345, new crop 398. Cash beans 1058, March 1063, April 1063, new crop at 1050. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 371, March 368, April 382, new crop 403. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and March corn 348, new crop 398. Cash and March beans 1067, new crop at 1060. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 351, new crop 398. Cash beans 1063, new crop 1050. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 383, April 391, May 393, new crop 403. Cash beans 11 even, April 1123, May 1125, new crop 1080. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 349, new crop 398, cash beans 1072, new crop 1060. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 158 to 181, Holstein fed cattle 130 to 164, market cows 83 to 118, bulls 105 to 131, calves 310 to 830, beef steers 157 to 302, Holstein steers 109 to 237. Sheep markets, market lambs 157 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 87 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 220 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 170 to 185, finished beef heifers 170 to 182.50, finished dairy steers 155 to 168, market cows 85 to 110, market bulls 117 to 136. Hog markets, market hogs 35 to 64, light sows 30.50 to 33, heavy sows 30 to 34.50, boars 10 to 21.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
By my Cadillac, from the corner of my eye saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored, and you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trying.
that some girls do. I yielded and asked if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink paradise. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Who like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Horns are honking, I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait in 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down about forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist and a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey.
tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl. Way down, way down, way down, some old back road.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't know why you won't start with me. I ain't done nothing far as I can see. And I'm worn out from working too hard. Why don't you give me a break? Just like I told you I would, but I'm tired and I wanna sit down to ease the soul back ache. You say you're having trouble bigger than me. I don't believe I'm such a mystery. Baby, what you get is what you see. I am a simple man. Hard to me to understand. I am a simple man. You say we got some things to talk about, a lot of problems that we need to work out, but we just end up fighting. Why don't you give it a rest? I don't know what else I can say to you. Everything I know to do, and I can't give you anything more when I'm giving my best. Say you're having trouble figuring me. I don't believe I'm such a mystery. Baby, what you get is what you see. I am a simple man.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Well, research is the key to figuring out how to prepare and prevent foreign animal diseases. It's especially important for U.S. hog producers. David Geiger has more.
A foreign hog disease could cost the industry huge production losses if it makes it to the U.S. Japanese encephalitis virus is a transboundary disease for hogs, and it's on the move through mosquitoes. That's why the Swine Health Information Center and the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research are partnering together looking for proposals. Dr. Megan Niederwerder with CHIC says they have $1 million.
To create a research program that's really focused on how do we prevent and prepare for Japanese encephalitis virus for the U.S. swine industry.
The U.S. is currently negative for the virus, but it's recently moved into new areas of the world, including Australia in 2022. Its hog population had also never seen the virus, and it spread widely among hog locations. The cost was huge.
They had a 6 to 10% production losses on sow farms. So this virus causes disease such as abortions, delayed farrowing, mummified fetuses, and neonatal pigs that are born very weak or with shaker syndrome.
Niederwerder says that type of loss is comparable to the first year the U.S. had porcine epidemic diarrhea virus.
Certainly a production impact that we want to avoid at all costs, right, to make sure that we don't have this virus enter and cause those production losses to hog farmers.
There are different ways the Japanese encephalitis virus could make it over to the U.S. An adult mosquito could sneak in through ships or airplanes. Niederwerder wants more research done.
Trying to look at prevention of entry of infected mosquitoes, and also, of course, looking at how do we proactively put in place mosquito control strategies on swine farms now to help reduce that risk.
The public-private partnership has $1 million thanks to matching funds between the Pork Checkoff-funded CHIC and Farm Bill-supported FFAR. Niederwerder wants diverse research proposals from mosquito control strategies,
such as looking at ventilation and increasing air speed or fan speed in the hog barn, all the way to novel vaccine strategies and potential surveillance targets.
Niederwerder says applications and more information can be found on their website, swinehealth.org.
We're looking for a diverse range of research proposals in this program and look forward to receiving those, reviewing those for value to pork producers and how those can help the U.S. industry stay protected against this virus.
I'm David Geiger reporting.
Thanks, David. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
With a cold front moving through the region today, we'll have some colder air moving in our ag weather forecast, but it's only for a day as warmer air will return this weekend and into next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a chance of flurries, so we'll have highs 31 to 36, relative humidity is 48 to 43%. North winds at 7 to 12, we'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows from 11 to 16, and relative humidity is at 64 to 69%. Northeast winds at 6 to 11, shifting to the southeast. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 39 to 44, relative humidities at 27 to 32%, south winds at 12 to 17, we'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Monday, partly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Wednesday, partly sunny, we'll have a chance of snow and highs 30 to 35. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs once again 40 to 45. The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Across America, FFA members share a deep concern for the environment. FFA programs encourage members to meet local needs through projects like recycling, land reclamation, and reforestation.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Saluting all of our local FFA chapters and members during National FFA Week, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Dunn Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Identifying animal tracks provides you with a unique way to observe wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can tell what's around, what their habits are, and maybe solve some mysteries as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Of wild critters around our place. I don't always see them, but they give themselves away by leaving their tracks in the mud or snow. I've learned what animals the tracks belong to by taking photos and then looking at a guide to compare. Jason Knight teaches wildlife tracking classes at Alderleaf Wilderness College in Washington State. He says one way to start identifying animal tracks is to have a good field guide with pictures, because there are certain clues to look for.
Some of the things you look at right away is the overall shape of the track. Is it round? Is it oval? Teardrop shape? Is it blocky? When you count numbers of toes, does it have four toes in the track? Does it have five toes? Are there claws showing or are they not showing? What is the shape of the heel pad? Canines have a real triangular-shaped heel pad, where cats have a trapezoidal-shaped heel pad.
As you get better at tracking, Knight says you'll be able to unlock more information, such as was the imprint created by an older or younger animal, or a male or female. You may also want to know when the footprints were made. Knight says you can age tracks by keeping a record of the weather.
If you know when it rained, you can look at a track and say, did it come before or after the rain, based on whether you find marks of raindrops inside the track. If you know which way the wind was blowing, when a strong wind came through the area, so you can see debris blowing into the track. You also look for the amount of moisture that was on the ground when the track was made. In the morning, we get dew and there's a lot of moisture, and so tracks will be a lot more clear when they're made in the morning time.
You might not see any tracks, so learn to recognize other signs animals leave behind, such as scat, markings on a tree, or evidence of feeding. Learn more about deciphering animal tracks at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Trouble with a woman and a man, but you cannot impose. You can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even
his car was parked next door.
I thought I knew him well, I really couldn't tell that he had another lover on his mind. You see, it felt so right when he held me tight. How could I be so blind? But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even